Philadelphia homeowners are being asked to pay 9% more in property taxes so that the city can send an additional $100 million to schools. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that city council members did not give Mayor Michael Nutter's budget proposal a warm welcome.
The Philadelphia School District says it needs another $100 million from the city to help fix its ongoing budget issues. Mayor Michael Nutter says a property tax hike is the only way to afford that.
Let me say very clearly, I don't want to raise your taxes, but I do want to educate our children. I don't want the next generation of Philadelphians living under the burdens of poverty and violence without the opportunity to succeed.
As he finishes his second term, this was the mayor's final budget address, but most on city council are seeking re-election this year. Councilman Curtis Jones says that makes it even tougher to sell a major tax hike.
I think we have a lot of work to do before I can say that. Talking to members and finding out what the alternative strategies are. This is a heavy lift.
Councilwoman Janie Blackwell is known as an education booster. Still, she's not endorsing the Nutter plan.
I believe that council is very encouraged by the governor's stance, and we're willing to see what he's going to do in his prioritization of education. I do not believe there's any sentiment for increase in taxation. None.
Council President Darrell Clark says the school district asking for more money is an annual event.
Well, it was consistent with what has happened over the last several years. When we enacted the sales tax last year and subsequently was authorized to enact the SIG tax, I said they will be back again, and here they are.
But School Superintendent William Heights says if this budget were enacted, the district would not have a budget shortfall next year.
No, we would not. This would get us to a structural balance place, and that's something that's exciting in and of itself.
Clark says the city shouldn't always go back to the taxpayer to close budget gaps, whether it's for the city or the schools. He says there are alternative revenue sources that should be tapped, such as selling vacant property or expanding advertising at city facilities. He promises to explore both during budget hearings. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.